Longwood Gardens in Kennett Square has long been in the business of making us look at plants with new eyes. Now, September 9th through the 19th, the Malvern-based theater company People's Light will have its audiences hearing that environment differently in the play Lost in the Meadow. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns joined the theatrical team in the scorching heat.
What are these people doing in the least manicured section of Longwood Gardens? No doubt the team for the new play, Lost in the Meadow, has asked itself that question, while technicians confer by walkie-talkie to actors out in the meadow under the blazing sun. The meadow itself is an ever-changing landscape. One week, the grass is yay high. Next week, it's higher and full of sunflowers.
Each day we come in and say, our ideal staging might be this. The reality is that we can't actually trim back those flowers. So we'll have to move that to here. And then what is the domino effect? So it's a little bit like marionettes have a lot of strings. Like if you pull this one, something else shifts. And so we're just sort of trying to stay in contact with things as it goes.
That's director Katie Pearl, who is staging this post-apocalyptic story of strangers inexplicably meeting in a meadow, including a girl who has strayed from her marching band and is dragging around a massive sousaphone. Actors will be seen from afar but heard up close, with their pre-recorded dialogue piped through individual headphones worn by the audience. That near but far concept was there from the beginning, says designer Mimi Lien.
We saw some Longwood guests walking on the paths, and that was what gave us our first inspiration, once we saw how tiny this figure was. And so then we started imagining, like, oh, well, what if we could hear what they were saying, as if we were right there with them? And so that kind of conflation or juxtaposition of scale, of seeing them very far away but hearing them up close, was something to mine.
Most mysterious is an industrial-looking tower in the middle of it all with an orange megaphone that will deliver what promises to be the voice of the meadow, a musical one composed by Brendan Connolly. It may not be pretty in what playwright Lisa Damore admits is an elusive play.
I envisioned it at first as almost like an earthquake, or like the earth shifting. And Brendan really heard it more like feedback and kind of electronic, almost like a voice was trying to come out of the earth. And I think where we landed is somewhere that has a little bit of an element of both.
Even composer Connolly isn't entirely sure how that part will come out.
Intentionally, it's supposed to be ambiguous so that every character kind of hears it in its own way.
What revelations might be in store? A new understanding of distance? Or why men have always had this obsessive need to build towers? Or will it just be a somewhat odd night at Longwood Gardens?
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.